Hello friends, welcome to A Digital Blogger. Today, we'll talk about SBI Credit Card IPO. SBI Credit Card and Payment Services is the subsidiary of SBI. SBI, of course, is State Bank of India. Credit card company from SBI was incorporated in the year 1998. It's been around 22 years, been a long time, huh? It has around 18% market share. So that makes it second largest credit card issuer in the country. So 18% market share tells you something. Almost one person out of every five holds a credit card from this particular company. SBI cards offer a wide range of credit cards to individuals and corporate clients, including lifestyle, rewards, you have shopping, travel, fuel, banking partnerships, many more. For IPO, SBI Credit Card has filed the DRHP, the Draft Red Herring Prospectus, with SEBI on November 27th, 2019. So it's been a few months now. With much anticipation, 9,000 crore worth of IPO of SBI cards is going to open on 2nd of March, 2020. We'll talk about specific details now. The opening date is 2nd of March. End date of subscription is going to be 5th of March. Issue type is a book built issue. Issue size is somewhere in the range of 137,193,464 equity shares. That's a huge number. Fresh issue has around 6 million equity shares, specifically talking 6,622,517. OFS, offer for sale, has around 130 million equity shares. The face value stands at 10 rupees. IPO price could be in the range of 750 to 755 rupees per equity share. If you are an employee of SBI, then you get a discount of 75 rupees. Market lot is going to be a minimum of 19 shares. So that goes to around 14,345. Maximum is 247 shares. That goes till 1,86,485. And as a retail investor, you can of course invest till 2 lakh rupees. Minimum order quantity is 19 shares, which is 14,345 rupees. It's going to list at NSE and BSE. Listing date is going to be on 16th of March 2020. PE ratio is going to be standing at 45.8. Promoter holding, pre-issue shareholding is at 74%. Post-holding is somewhere around 69.51. Market cap is 70,890 crore rupees. Huge, huge number. Reserved shares for employees are somewhere in the range of 18,64,669. For SBI shareholders, it is 13,052,680. Now, with the upcoming IPO, the company will offer, like we said, 130,526,798 equity shares through the sale route offer. Since SBI holds 76% in SBI cards, while the rest is held by Carlyle Group, the equity share will include the share sale of around 37 million shares by SBI and 93 million by Carlyle Group. Along with this, the company will offer a fresh equity share of around 500 crores. Considering the price range of SBI IPO, it has been fixed in the range of 750 to 755 rupees per share. SBI Cards IPO lot size, or let's say the minimum number of shares that are to be subscribed, is fixed at 19 shares that we discussed earlier too. It has reserved up to 1,864,669 shares for employees of the company. Also, SBI will offer a discount of 75 rupees for its employees. Other than these values, there are top financial institutions advising SBI cards on IPO, which include Bank of America Securities, Axis Bank, Kotak Investment Banking, HSBC, Nomura Group. According to the Wall Street Journal report, the SBI cards shares are expected to be listed on BSE on March 16. Now, what is the bottom line here? SBI cards are rated at AAA and A+ by CRISIL and ICRA respectively. As per the report of CRISIL, SBI cards will be the leading player in open market customer acquisition in India. Also, the company is the second largest card provider after HDFC. However, there is a certain risk associated with the credit card industry on a general level. With the rise of e-wallets and UPI services for smaller transactions, that is going to take, has been actually taking the market share. Economic slowdown. So people say it's cyclic, people say it's global impact, but with ever, whatever be the reason, currently the Indian economy is under a slowdown. So it is good to do an in-depth analysis before you go ahead and invest your savings in this IPO, but definitely the outlook as of now looks positive. So this is pretty much it that we wanted to cover in this podcast on SBI Credit Card. Hopefully you are able to make your decision, but make sure that you perform a detailed analysis before you do that. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We'll see you next one soon. Bye-bye.